And I'm joined now by the Vice Chancellor of the University of Newcastle, Alex Zielinski. Alex, welcome back to the show. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, listeners.
Now, a lot of exciting things happening at the moment for the university, and I've heard that the New South Wales government have announced a $15 million investment for a decarbonisation innovation hub. Can you tell us more about how the uni's involved in this?
So, thank you, Sarah. So, yes, New South Wales government has announced a $15 million decarbonisation innovation hub, and this will see us partner with the University of New South Wales through our Newcastle Institute of Energy and Resources. And we're going to fast-track research and develop and commercialise new solutions as we go to a lower emissions economy. People may not know, but New South Wales has set an ambitious target of achieving net zero by 2050.
Wow.
So we're hoping that the hub will obviously be the innovation ecosystem that allows this to happen.
So this is going to help connect researchers with the industry, is that correct?
Correct, and also help government and best researchers and industry in New South Wales come together. And we're strong focus on renewable energy, clean energy storage, electrification solutions, green fuels, including hydrogen and next generation chemicals.
That's wonderful. And speaking of sustainability and initiatives, I've heard that the Times Higher Education Impact Rankings have been released. Can you tell us what this is and how the university has performed?
Well, I think what's really pleasing, this is one of the, you know, the world's leading ranking systems from Times Higher Education. And they've got an element called Impact Ratings, which actually aligns how universities are responding to the UN Sustainability Development Goals, or SDGs. There's 17 of these interlinked goals, and you get measured against them. And the university is one of the leading universities in the world. We got ranked in the top 30 in the world for this.
That's impressive.
Yeah, we're very proud, and this demonstrates our university is making a positive difference to our region and the world.
That's wonderful. So a lot happening there, and obviously doing so well. I guess it's nice to get that validation as well, Alex, that things are certainly on track for the university.
Absolutely. And what I'm really particularly pleased is that we're the number one university in Australia for partnering for a sustainable future and number four in the world.
That's wonderful. And last week, a lot of people may have heard it in the news as well. The university announced a third research institute. Can you tell us a little bit more about the new institute?
Yes, look, I think one of the big things is people may be aware, listeners be aware, that the university's got two flagship institutes, the Hunter Medical Research Institute, which is a partnership with the community and the local health district, and also NEAR, the Newcastle Institute of Energy and Resources. It sort of sprung out of work with BHP many years ago. These have been our two flagships, one around health, the other one obviously around energy and resources. So now we're creating a third institute, which is around regional futures, where we're hoping to deliver better impact for us in our local region and also regional Australia as well as the Asia Pacific.
Well, Alex, you certainly are busy at the moment. So thank you for checking in with us. A lot happening there, and no doubt we'll hear plenty more about it in the future as well.
Yeah, and look, I want to also just acknowledge that Professor Roberta Ryan will be our leader of that new Institute for the Regional Futures. She's an outstanding leader and works really well with the community.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate your time there.